Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Sisters Talk Radio explores our feminine power through headline topics and what women are talking about. Here are your hosts, Mona and Savitri.
This is Mona. And I have Savitri on the line.
Hello,
welcome, Savitri. Great. And we're going to have Joy on the line here in just a second. We're running a little bit behind on the management. There they are. Go ahead, Joy. Hey, welcome, Joy.
Hi, Mona.
Hi. Can you hear us all?
I can.
Okay, great. Well, this is a very, very interesting show today because we are talking about the addiction to time management into our world and the effects of that. And I wanted to start out with a couple of phrases and see if this one rings true for you. Gotta get it done. Hit my numbers. Meet my quota. Hit the metrics, which was a favorite one in my corporate world when I was back in there. Gotta meet 5 new people today. Gotta get 15 calls done. I'm running behind schedule. So all of this creates a certain stress in your world. And so, Savitri, I wanted to have you start out by talking about time management in our mind versus time management in the heart's, the divine's line, in the divine's mind, or heart.
Right. Well, you know, we have two different parts, two different personalities in us, and that's, we have the personality of the ego that lives in its own time, in its own concept of time, and then you have the personality of your soul, which is part of the energy of all existence, and that lives in the concept of no time, zero time, which we call the concept of now. And most of the ego is not interested in now. The ego, its concept of now is just get things done, busy, 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 don't bother to feel, no time to feel, no time to really understand life, no time to see the bigger picture. From my smaller perspective, through my ego, through my senses, this is what I see that has to get done, so it's going to get done whether even I like it or not. But the soul has the concept of everybody is, when I make a decision, everybody gets affected.
It's so true.
Yeah, every single decision we make, every single decision, even the decision you're making to just move your finger right now, affects everybody, every single person. And when we really understand that, then we won't rush to make a decision. We won't rush to get things done on our to-do list. We will take the time out to realign with our soul, live in the moment of now, and then our soul, in the concept of being in flow, takes us into this wonderful journey where you do all the perfect things at the right and perfect time, where everything helps everybody to blossom. Because you're seeing your life from your perspective, and your to-do lists are based on what your ego thinks you should be doing. And it's not the to-do list where everybody is blessed and everybody is benefited. And then eventually you burn out, you're overwhelmed, you have no more energy, your brain is fired up, it just can't think anymore, and you age and you die.
Oh,
we're
so
not designed
true.
To be that way.
Well, you know, I know in my corporate life, and I know Joy can speak to this too. Now, we got Joy on the line now, so welcome, Joy.
Thank you, Mona.
I have totally worn myself out in my corporate life by this a desire to hit those numbers, meet those metrics, and look successful. But I paid a huge price for that. And it actually, when I left my medical sales job, it took me about 2 years, honestly, to recover from living that way, getting myself nourished back up so that I could live the life that was more in balance. And I know, Joy, we were just talking about this right before the show started. So why don't you bring in what you were talking about and your experience of time management?
Well, I have because, yeah, I work in the corporate world, and there are deadlines that are very much externally put upon you. There are things that have to happen. There are things that have to be met. There are products that have to launch and all of that. And what I found is when I let myself go mental and try to figure out how to handle a workload that really is at the maximum of my capacity to handle, the mind just can't keep up with it, and it's exhausting, and I'm not as effective. I don't make the best decisions, like Savage was saying just a bit ago. But as I more and more just realize, no, I have to listen to my heart. My heart, because there's this thing in the corporate world, you think, okay, this is, there's email and there's an office space, and you can't listen to your heart. You've got to be, you know, mental and do the job. And as I've gotten more disciplined and listened to my heart, I'll get the just the feeling. It's like, okay, do this now. Do this right now. That one, yes, I know you think it's important, but don't do that right now. And so many times when I've listened to that and I put off doing what my mind thinks is so important, within an hour or two, the issue's resolved itself. All the work that I would have done would have been wasted and done no good at all. And so learning to listen to the heart, then you actually, and Savitri's told us this,
yes,
you're actually more effective. You get more done if you listen to the wisdom of your heart, because your mind really can't keep up.
It's true. And you use a lot less energy.
Yes,
and
do.
I know you found that to be true, Savitri, right?
Oh, my gosh, because I was a to-do list person. I made lists for everything ever since I was a teenager. I lived off of my lists, and I got up in the morning, okay, how I got to get this done, this, this. My whole life was based on getting things done. And I did not like myself if I did not finish off what I needed to finish off on that list. And once I started to, and I was burnt out. By the time I was 25, I was completely burnt out. And when I started meditating, and I was told to take it easy and to start being more part of the flow, you're taking time to feel, I literally got more done. Because I would find, like, if I had a list, I need to make these calls, I would connect with my heart chakra, and my soul would say, no, this particular person don't call just yet. Call this other person right now. And I started to observe and watch that when I listened to my soul, people would say, what perfect timing is exactly what I needed. There was no pushing energy. There was no getting voicemails all the time. I think then answering machines. In those days, it was answering machines. And then I found that when I least expected to call somebody, suddenly my soul will say, now call this person. And I go, well, this is an odd time to call. Call this person. And it's perfect timing.
Beautiful.
It's fascinating how it's so much less stress. You're not so focused on the to-do list. Sometimes you think you should call them on a Monday, and actually the best time to call them was on a Friday or Tuesday. You know, your soul knows exactly which day would work when they are willing to actually hear you, when maybe they're less stressed.
Oh, that is music, because that is my lesson. Part of the reason I chose this topic for the show today is because this is a lesson I'm really learning very, very deeply. You know, sometimes I hit it, sometimes I don't, and I've learned to pay attention when I start a conversation, whether it be on phone or in person. You know, it's on my to-do list. I've got to talk to this person about this thing. If I haven't caught it beforehand, like don't talk to him right now, even if I start the conversation and I sense that it's not the right time, I'm getting way better about saying, you know what, this might not be the best time. Should we have this conversation later? And, you know, at least that's because it's a process to change from constantly doing your schedule from your mind versus doing it from the heart. And it's a process. You know, you just don't adopt it overnight. At least I haven't been able to do that yet. I don't know. Joy, have you?
Not yet. That's my hope. But it is. It's amazing when you realize that your mind and the schedule you think you have to keep is based on, like Savitri said, your very little perspective of what you think is going on.
Yeah.
You know, you're looking at, okay, all these people I need to call, or all these errands I need to run, or all these things I need to do. Like, in fact, just today I had the thing that there's a gift I wanted to get for someone, and I've been thinking about it. I'm like, okay, I need to do this. I really need to do this. Oh, my gosh. And I was feeling bad about myself that I hadn't done it yet. And then today I went in the store, and not only was it there, but it was on sale. And so it's kind of like, okay, you know, just when you listen and you slow down and you let the wisdom of your heart guide you, you'll get so much more done and so many more benefits, and you get to enjoy the journey as opposed to just zooming down the highway of life and not even paying attention to what's outside the windows.
Exactly. And, you know, how many times have you had this occur for you in a day's time where you got that little voice that's saying, just do this now, you know, do this now. You know, if you just stop by this store, the thing that you were needing is like right there. It will take you a quarter of the time to get done versus saying, I'm going to just say, no, I can't get to it until Saturday. And when you've compartmentalized your time and said, no, then I'm going to go look for it. And it's going to take you three times the amount of time versus if you're driving down the street and it says, would you turn in right now? Mm-hmm. And there you find the item. It's on sale, just like you experienced. It took a quarter of the time. So, Audrey, why is it so challenging for us to get to that way of living?
Well, because we've designed a society that's completely mental-oriented, completely goal-oriented, completely ego-oriented, completely the senses are the master-oriented, the mind is the master-oriented, and the heart, no, those are for weak people. Feeling, oh, that's for those feely-weely people. And a huge chunk of ourselves is not acknowledged and not respected and not supported. And that's our the very own energy that gives your body life is being suppressed. And when you don't allow yourself to feel, you're suppressing your own self. You're suppressing your own soul. And then you become more and more and more a mental person.
Oh,
feeling,
well,
beautiful feelings is a key to life.
It is. And we're going to talk more about that right after the break. So thank you for listening to Sisters Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
For years, I've worked in a high-stress job that leaves me feeling drained and scattered at the end of the day. That's why I'm so thankful for the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. These body mist sprays help me release stress and feel better almost instantly. I can think more clearly, I have more mental focus, and I feel energized and refreshed even after a long day of work. Call 888-9-RELAXING for more information. Whether you need to soothe and refresh your body at the end of the day, if you need to relax after a stressful day, if you want more mental focus and clarity, if you want to feel more energy, or if you're really yearning for a change in your life, there's an aromatherapy spray for every situation. Call toll-free 888-9-RELAXING for more information and a 15% discount on the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. That's 888-9-RELAXING. Call now.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Welcome back to this second segment of Sisters Talk Radio. We're talking with Savitri. Welcome, Savitri.
Hi.
And I have my dear friend and sister, Joy.
Hi, Mona.
Great, great. Well, we are having a very interesting and a much-needed conversation about time management, about how we approach getting things done. And we had, both Joy and I were in a workshop with Savitri last weekend, and you made a very important analogy that really had a serious impact on me in terms of how I get things done. You were talking about how the divine looks at us in terms of like actors in a play, and we're all given a certain role to play. Can you speak to that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when we are trying to control a situation, we are sort of like a director coming on stage and saying, you know, actors, you do what I want you to do. Imagine that each one of you are given a particular role. Okay, each and every one of you are given a particular script. Okay, and your soul knows exactly what that script is. But when you start going to the to-do list and I'm going to get things done, you start actually taking over other people's roles. And then you also don't give room for the script to change a little bit. You become rigid. You say, it's going to get done this way, and then you start forcing other people to get it done this way. And then what happens is there's no room for the story to change. There's no room for humanity to change. And that's what's happening right now. We're all so busy with our to-do lists, and we've been doing the same busy way of thinking and acting, being in our mind for thousands of years, and our society and our species have hardly changed because we've not given enough room for creativity. And the divine is that director that says, you know, based on what I see, I'm going to give you a chance to change your script, not where your script changes and it messes up someone else's life, but where your script changes and maybe supports other people's lives and maybe leads other people's lives to an even better life. One of the things we really have to understand that, you know, we spend most of our time doing life, okay, doing life and not having a life. When you're busy doing a life, you live off of your to-do list. When you're having a life, you're feeling it. You're participating in it. You're enjoying it. You enjoy the whole incredible dance and process in which everybody's part of it. When you're a to-do person, you don't really care if someone's part of your list, part of your life. You're just so busy on that list. You focus list, and it's got to get done. You don't care what toes you step on. And it's not that you're consciously saying, I don't care. It just happens that way because the mind is so focused on getting that task done that you just don't feel anymore. And that's the problem. We've gone from we live a doing life, and we need to have a having a life.
Oh, that's so beautiful. So well said, Savitri. And, you know, more and more, we're hearing people that say, you know, I have all this materialistic success, but I'm just not happy. And that is so prevalent in our country. Mm-hmm. And wouldn't you say that's really attributed to this very thing is because they've forgotten to feel what they're doing?
Yeah. I mean, just most people say, I don't have time to feel. And you literally can't live without feeling. Feeling is the way your soul speaks to you. It's the way the director of the whole play, the whole story of mankind, can speak to you. And when you're not feeling, it's like the actor on the stage, sort of improvising and coming up with whatever they want. Then everybody else goes, "What the heck did you just do?"
Exactly.
So, according to what I got, we're not supposed to be doing that. And you say, "Well, I just wanted to do it because I felt like doing it. It's on my to-do list."
Yes.
And then the whole story gets all messed up, and you end up with chaos.
Exactly. In fact, one of the and things that came to me as I was preparing for the show and how this creates such chaos on the world order is just you take our example just when you go shopping and you buy these clothes that are just like so incredibly cheap, you know, and it's like, oh, great, I got a great deal. But behind that decision of getting a great deal is a company that's making the decisions by the numbers, you know, using that time management and the lives that get affected behind that, because this is how sweatshops happen, is that, you know, it's all about, you know, meeting those numbers and reaching that quota. And all of a sudden you've got these poor people who are, you know, just because they don't have any education enough to realize they're being a victim of, you know, working 10, 12, 15 hours a day behind a sewing machine. They have no life just because it never occurred to them that it could be anything different. But we're profiting from that decision and time management because of our need to have things be on sale. I mean, it's really carrying that to-do to a global level, but that's what you're saying is what happens.
Yeah, and no one's enjoying the whole process. I mean, think about that T-shirt that's made by those people in the sweatshop. They're just going crazy trying to work really, 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 really fast. So your T-shirt's made from unhappiness from the very beginning. They're not getting a chance to feel and look at the T-shirt and say, oh, wow, I just sewed this. This is amazing. I took a piece of cloth and I sewed this T-shirt. But their boss says, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. Don't feel, don't feel. Make that T-shirt, make that T-shirt. So then from the very beginning, the whole process of creating in our society is about hurry up, hurry up, do not feel, do not feel, do not feel. And it goes all the way up until that outfit gets into the shop. Now you're wearing an outfit that has this energy of get things done, get things done, get things done.
Oh,
our bodies absorb that energy.
Fascinating. Joy, you were going to say.
Sorry, well, I like to wear things that are made with people who have with their hands, where there's care, where someone's taken time to make something unique and special because you can feel the difference.
Well, and on that same note, Savitri, as you were describing it, what I realized is I was blessed in this life that my grandmother is a seamstress, a very good one. Mm-hmm. And so at several different points in my life, my grandmother made me beautiful things to wear. Right. And I realized the energy and the beauty of what it feels like to wear something that someone took time to put together. Because I could envision when I put it on, my grandmother going to the store, buying the fabric, coming home, laying out the pattern, stitching it, sewing it, putting her love into it.
Right.
And you're right, when your choices aren't made based on just getting it done, time, go, 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 there's amazing what beauty and what creation can come out. And everyone along the whole system benefits.
Exactly.
Because, I mean, she loved making it, and I loved wearing it. And you're right, the people there that make a lot of our clothing or make a lot of our products, there isn't given the room for them to even feel,
nothing.
Even if they're making beautiful things.
Nothing.
I mean, there are some clothes that are gorgeous, but they're not given the chance to even enjoy it.
Yeah,
because it's got go, 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 go.
Yeah, that's what's happening. When we don't allow ourselves to feel, we're literally just a walking computer. The difference that we're supposed to be human beings, we're supposed to be feeling, we're supposed to be enjoying the process. So a person says, you know, I don't know why I'm not happy. You're not happy because you didn't spend time feeling. You had all those experiences at work. You had all those people you met. You had all those. You were living life, but you didn't take time to feel that you were living life. And then you expected happiness when you had $1 million in your bank account. It doesn't work that way. You're supposed to be enjoying the feeling process through all the stories that get you that $1 million.
Exactly. And, you know, you can just walk down the street of any downtown major city and you see people standing on the corner from Work Worlds in their suits, and they have no feeling on their face, or they are, you know, caught talking on their cell phones, still trying to get it done, making decisions that really have, you know, actually severe ramifications. I mean, you look at just our world of technology, that's why it's taken over so much, is because our love of speed, our love of time management, without the awareness of who's creating these products and what kind of life did they have and what kind of energy is actually in the products when we get to use it, just like you said, wearing the T-shirts. So it was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, we think about it. We're just encouraged to get things done, to make, create, create, create. Yet we're sicker than we've ever been as a society. We are more miserable and depressed and unhappy than we've ever been as a society because we're leaving out the most important element of life, and that is feeling. And we're saying we're managing time. You know what? Time is all you've got regarding living your life. Managing time means enjoy your life while you've got it. Feel the feelings you yearn to feel while you've got time. Time means you've got life. Time and life are the same thing. So managing time means manage your life to live it, to feel it, to enjoy it now, right now, while you've got it. Because you don't know when you're going to lose this life.
Oh,
so we think managing time means, you know, doing our to-do list. It has nothing to do with that. The to-do list is part of your life. But managing time means really living life.
And isn't it true about just regular time management on an individual basis is really very me-focused. It's not on a we-focus. And that's really the shift you're asking, the divine is asking the world to start incorporating.
Exactly. And, you know, when you feel, then you are, the people around you are happier. People around you are actually more creative when you take time to feel. Like before we have a business called Alive and Shine Center, and before our business we meditate and connect all of us together. And those meetings when we meditate and connect all together, those meetings are fabulous.
I agree.
Have you noticed? And sometimes we just rush in and we start the meeting and let's get things done.
Yes.
And they're not as amazing.
Exactly.
Not as creative.
Well, let's continue this conversation right after this commercial break. You're listening to Sisters Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Get the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Welcome back to Sisters Talk Radio today. This is a much-needed conversation on how we conduct our day with time management. And Joy, you had a great comment during the break that you wanted to bring forward.
Thank you, Moni. It was the whole concept of so often in our life, it's always about, okay, once I get all this done, then I'll be able to do something fun. Or let me just get through the day, get through my to-do list, and then I can go home and relax in the evening. I know for myself, for many years, I would do the thing of, let me just get to Friday. Let me just get through the week and get through all this stuff, and then I can get to Friday and have the weekend to have fun and relax and all this. And I realized from years of working with Savitri, it's like, wait a minute. Well, then you just wasted your whole week. You just blew past it. You didn't feel. You didn't take the opportunity to feel grateful for the fact that you had all those moments, all those minutes, all those hours. And you had the opportunity to feel something in every one of those moments. And when you live life more that way, which I would love to say I've really mastered it, but I'm not there yet. But when I have done it more, you don't get exhausted. You don't feel so strung out. And it's not like, oh, when I get to some point, then I'll be happy. No, you're happy now because you're alive and you're breathing and you're in this moment and enjoying it for whatever it is. And it doesn't have to be a happy thing. You may be doing something you necessarily don't love. But if you are present and you pay attention and you feel what you're doing, you start to like pretty much everything. And you get so much more done.
And you find that you don't dislike.
Exactly.
Which is huge. But Savitri, this is one area also with time management that has we could stand to revisit is children and babies really teach us about surrendering to time management. And that's actually important because, you know, when babies are babies, you obviously can do nothing else but there are other ramifications that happen as kids grow up that if we're not careful, we teach them like not the best habits about time management. And you were talking about that at the break.
Yeah, I notice, you know, a lot of parents, you know, as soon as they can get those kids on a rigid schedule and get them into doing lots of after-school activities and keep them very, very busy, 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 busy. And come on, kids, we have to go and do this, we have to go and do this, and go and do this. And the kids get into that habit of rush, 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 and accomplish, 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 accomplish. And they don't feel anymore. I've watched these kids stop feeling. And my husband grew up a bit like that. He said as soon as he finished school, he had all these activities of different things that his parents had him do for years, and he was this rush, rush, rush personality. And I vow that with my daughter, I would just choose a few things that she really wanted to do, and I would only do it a few times a week with her, so after she came home from school, she could spend time feeling, she could spend time playing in nature, and she ended up being a much calmer person because of that. And she got really good at a couple of things, and doesn't have this rush, rush, rush mentality. And that's what wears us out. When we have this rush, rush, rush mentality, we are robbing our children of the greatest gift that they're bringing to this world, is their ability to feel their soul so much easier than we do. And we turn them into these mental computers. And then we wonder why in the teenage years, why are they not more feeling? Why are they not more caring? Why are they not more loving? Well, you train them that way because we don't train them. My daughter also became a bit like that for a while. But I realized watching all of that is because we have to keep on reminding them to feel. We have to keep on reminding them, love life. This is a journey. This is special. You've been given an amazing gift. Feel it. Enjoy it. And enjoy the nature. And enjoy experiencing conversations with people, getting to know who you are, getting to know your strengths, getting to know your weaknesses. It's an amazing process that life is. And you know, when you go to work, I mean, it's not just, you're not really working. You're working with people. You're getting to know who you are. You're getting to know what you can do and what you can't do and where you can be better and what you need to stop doing. I mean, it's a whole wonderful process of learning about you.
Well, you know, the other thing that I want to point out with that, and that's so critical to make this shift and to remember that, is when you run into a person that works on that more feeling time frame, and you're a very much get-it-done mind person, it can bring up a lot of irritation because you don't understand what's happening. And I know that I've had that, and I've had to, and I'm so thankful for your education that I can pinpoint that that's what's really happening. It's like, oh, that person is on that feeling time frame that doesn't fit into that time. And if you, and I really wanted to bring this up because women listening, it's important to realize that that irritation is not meant to be projected at that other person. It's just that there is a shift in the consciousness of how things are meant to get done. And that feeling piece really is important. And our mind gets irritated because it doesn't feel.
And you know, many, many mistakes happen at home and at work when you're not feeling, because feeling is intuition. And if you had we listened more to our intuition, you'd know when a particular thing was going to happen. Your soul would warn you, don't do that, but that's going to not turn out well. Your soul would tell you that you're not in the right place, or someone else is not in the right place. Intuition is such an amazing help to prevent problems from happening in life. From job to for your children, for your own life. So when we rush, 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 intuition just cannot flow. It takes time.
It does. And in fact, you know, when that irritation comes up, it's just a red flag to myself that I need to change my perspective of the situation. It's not that the other person has to change or what we're talking about has to change. It's my view of how it was supposed to be needs to be instantly... I need to be flexible right in that moment and see what's really trying to happen here, rather than continue on trying to like force the agenda, like, no, it needs to happen this way. And that's the gift of being able to get this message out through this show, is that, you know, it really is so much more profitable, not just in the sense of money, but profitable in every which way to feel your way through your day. And this is the consciousness that basically the divine is really asking us to shift to, because we're missing out on outcomes that could be far greater for the good of the whole, because we are just so focused on that me, 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 and my schedule.
Well, you know, and on that same note, oh, sorry,
Sophie.
Oh, so on that same note, Mona, it's it's interesting was what I found is in a world that is much more mental, that's about deadlines and getting things done. And you're right, when people sometimes, when you try to listen to feeling and you try to say, wait a minute, this I can't go at mock speed to fit your schedule. But what I found is when you really go inside and you listen to your feelings, creative ways to get things done that fits into the framework that other people need come to you.
Exactly.
When you're in that kind of limbo and you're not really listening, but you're not really, then it can be sort of a mess. But I found if I get really disciplined and I listen to my feelings, I come up with such creative ways to get things done so that other people that need data, they need answers, they need things done, I can give them what they need so they can do their part in something that still is feeling for me.
Yes.
And it's amazing. It's, I mean, Savitri's told us this in her trainings and her workshops over the years, and when I finally started doing it, it's amazing when you really listen, your soul's way smarter than your brain, and it can come up with such amazing ways that not only make you happy, but allow you to do what you need to do in the outer world.
Absolutely. In fact, this equation of time plus speed in the mind is actually just a survival mentality. It has nothing to do with the truth of whatever it is you're trying to accomplish.
And you know what I want to bring up, you know, it's so often the people who live from the to-do mentality, and I was one of those people, and we say we don't have time to feel. We actually are feeling. We're feeling worry. We're feeling fear. We're feeling anxiety. We're feeling rush, rush, rush. We're feeling overwhelmed. We're feeling all the negative feelings. So we are feeling. And we're feeling all those negative feelings because we're stressed about getting our to-do list done. When you live from positive feelings, beautiful feelings, that let you know your soul's in charge of your life, then that intuition gets clearer and clearer and clearer, and you get so much more accomplished. And to-do list people don't realize that they're feeling the most awful feelings possible because that is what is fueling them to get that done. You're fueling yourself with anger. You're fueling yourself with fear. You're fueling yourself with worry. You're fueling yourself with anxiety. And so that's why you're totally exhausted by the day's end, because you fueled yourself with all the awful feelings that you don't that destroy the body and destroy
totally.
The mind.
And I've been so guilty of living that way most of my adult life. So that's why I'm so grateful to have chosen now a lifestyle where I can unlearn these habits and actually, you know, and it's, I'm not cured. Don't get me wrong, I'm not cured, but I'm a lot better than I used to be. And I know there's other women out there that are listening to this, and men too, that so desperately need to hear this message, because if you listen deeply to what all of this conversation is, it will definitely help you start to look at your day differently and how you get things done differently. And that's really the purpose of this show, is how can you do things in a way that's supportive to you instead of, you know, tearing you down. It just, it's a shift that just desperately needs to happen. Because you're not going to, you can change jobs, but that doesn't solve anything, because you carry that time management with you no matter where you go. You carry it into your relationships. You know, how many times have you had a conversation with a person because it was on your to-do list that just went terrible because you weren't feeling?
Yeah, you didn't cultivate a relationship. You didn't cultivate a friendship. Didn't hearts didn't touch. Lives didn't touch. It was just brains touching and voices going back and forth between the two people, but no communication really happened. And communication is a big part of getting things done efficiently. And when you don't communicate properly, you've actually wasted time with that person and with yourself. So communication is a if you want to get things done, really use your day very wisely. Communicate with yourself, communicate with others, really hear yourself, really hear others, and you will see you have so much more time in your life when you're really, really listening and really, really communicating.
Beautiful. And in fact, I saw this quote this morning that, you know, time management is really a false sense of power, and it's truly a block to happiness. So we'll be right back after this break. You're listening to Sisters Talk Radio.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, Learn to heal yourself and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine Radio Show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
For years, I've worked in a high-stress job that leaves me feeling drained and scattered at the end of the day. That's why I'm so thankful for the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. These body mist sprays help me release stress and feel better almost instantly. I can think more clearly, I have more mental focus, and I feel energized and refreshed even after a long day of work. Call 888-9-RELAXING for more information. Whether you need to soothe and refresh your body at the end of the day, if you need to relax after a stressful day, if you want more mental focus and clarity, if you want to feel more energy, or if you're really yearning for a change in your life, there's an aromatherapy spray for every situation. Call toll-free 888-9-RELAXING for more information and a 15% discount on the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. That's 888-9-RELAXING. Call now.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Now you can have a superpower memory and have information at your mental fingertips. Release your memory power in just a few short hours. You could be able to remember over 100 people's names after meeting them only once. Learn foreign languages faster and easier than ever before with your new memory power. Students can get better grades with less study time and effortlessly remember information for tests. This memory system is a revolutionary breakthrough. It's fast and it can work for everyone. You can develop a superpower memory and be able to remember facts and information, details, statistics. Amaze everyone you meet with your superpower memory.
For free information on this revolutionary breakthrough for memory improvement, call toll-free 877-749-9388. That's 877-749-9388. If you can't remember the number, you need this course more than anyone. Call 877-749-9388 right now.
Welcome back to Sisters Talk Radio. This is Mona, and I have Savitri.
Hello.
And Joy.
Hello.
And this fascinating conversation about time management. I wanted to go back to Joy because you had a great perspective during the break I wanted you to talk about.
Well, yeah, it's we've been talking a lot about slowing down and listening and paying attention to your feelings, but one of the interesting things that I've noticed over the years is when you actually listen to your intuition and you listen to your inner voice and your feelings, that doesn't always mean you actually slow down in the actions that you're doing. There have been times when I've been kind of floating around and sort of being lazy and not getting things done, and when that inner voice kicks in and I connect with my feelings, I could be like in supercharged mode, and you get so much done so fast. You know, it's the, okay, you know, I've got a connection, I've got to get something done, I don't have much time to get it done, and you go in and you go to like three stores, you get exactly what you need, it's go, 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 fast, 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 but there's this calmness to
yes.
it, because it's not chaotic and crazy and rash and coming from worry and all those things of trying to get it done by a mental list. It's coming from the feeling, you're like, okay, do this, do this, do this, go, 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 get it done, bam, it's over. And then you're calm, and you're just like, huh, it's done.
And the people that you're interacting with in these situations, they're not destroyed in the process.
Exactly. It's not like you came through with a bulldozer or a bull in a china shop. You're coming in, you're calm, you're centered, you're focused, you're feeling gratitude and joy and happiness from interacting with these people. You have that moment with them. A lot of times you lock eyes with a cashier, and there's a connection, and then you move on your way.
Yes.
And it's beautiful, but you get so much done so fast.
Yes, exactly. And Savitri, you mentioned you had a little trick to time management.
Yeah, I used to be a to-do person, as I mentioned earlier, And I would write my list before I went to bed, and then know and I'd focus on it. Okay, this is what I got to get done. This is what I got to get done. Then I would spend about an hour or two in bed worrying, and read. You know, suppose I had a meeting with somebody the next day, or a conversation with somebody the next day. I would spend time thinking that conversation. Now I'll say this, and they'll probably say that, and then they'll do this, and it's like I was planning the whole thing in my head. And of course, it never ends up that way at all. And it's amazing how much time we waste worrying and reliving and preparing situations ahead of time. People tend to think if I prepare the conversation ahead of time, I'll be ready for it. If I do all this preparation, I'll be really ready for it. And what my soul told me was that only preparation I want you to do is spend time sending an intention to that situation. Send a blessing to that situation. Send a prayer to that situation. But for example, I pray that situation, that conversation that I'm supposed to have tomorrow, is a beautiful outcome for both of us. That we end up really hearing each other. We end up really solving the situation together in a calm and peaceful way. And then let go of that feeling, that intention, that prayer, and then completely let go and continue on with what you need to do. And it's amazing how much time you save and how much stress you save on the body. And you're holding now that beautiful prayer and intention. And because you're holding that, what you're going to be doing for the next few hours or day before that event is realigning you to be more peaceful, to be more centered, working out any kinks that you need to work out before you meet that person or speak to that person. So your whole life is now helping to make sure that outcome turns out beautifully.
I love that. In fact, I'm even going to listen to this conversation again after the show, because that part just really has to sink into all of us in terms of how we approach our day. And it doesn't matter what your occupation is. It doesn't matter if you don't even have an occupation. If you're a mom, stay-at-home mom, this applies to every single piece of communication that you would have in your normal day, right?
Oh, yeah. And actually, another thing, you know, when you're in your mind and you're trying to get the to-do list done, what part of you is going to get the energy to do it? You end up getting energy from taking energy from people or living off of coffee or living off of sugar because you're overwhelming the body. When, you know, Joy was mentioning how that when you're in the more intuitive place and you're in the more of this, you feel this calmness and you feel you get even more done. What happens is when you're in that beautiful feeling mode and you're in that intuitive mode and then you're in that flow mode, your soul comes more in your body and gives you extra energy to accomplish what you're meant to accomplish.
Beautiful.
And you don't feel tired. You can get so much more done and feel less tired. The other way, you're getting a lot done that doesn't have to even get done, and you're exhausted.
And, you know, the fascinating thing is you really start to pay attention to the effect that you have on other people when you, you know, you're in this to-do mode. And it's like now I've really become hypersensitive of, especially even just, you know, conversations with my housemates. It's like, you know what, if I have this conversation with them right now, that's going to throw them into this other realm when they're really trying to focus on something else. So it's really a fantastic way to preserve relationships, which allows you to be able to feel happier in when you do have conversations with them, because without even saying it, there's now a level of respect that is felt because you're respecting how you feel and you're respecting how whatever's going on in their life. And then respect just gets naturally, organically created. And then doesn't that just come back to you in terms of self-respect?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Because when you learn to respect yourself, you will respect others and vice versa. And you know, living from intuition is self-respect. It's respecting the body, it's respecting the soul, it's respecting life, it's respecting everybody that's part of life.
Beautiful. Joy, you were going to say something?
Well, and it also, as you were talking, I was thinking not only with your housemates and your dear friends and your family and things that you interact with, but I realized when you're that concept of respect and realize that when you're coming from feeling, you don't, and you're not living in that to-do list, you know, you're out shopping or you're trying to get things done, there's amount, if you're in the mind, you get frustrated that things aren't going faster. Mm-hmm. It's like, why aren't these people moving? Why is it taking so long for whatever to take place? And it's very easy to get judgmental and get frustrated and get angry at people that aren't on your mental timeline. But then I realize when you're in the feeling place, you respect the fact that that's another person, and they're moving at whatever speed they're moving at for whatever reason, and there's more of a connection that can happen, because it's not like that person is blocking me from doing what my mind wants me to do. It's like, you know what? No, that person's in my story, and we're in this story together, whatever's meant to play out. And when that feeling comes in, then it's not like you're fighting other people to try to get stuff done. You know, it's you're feeling your way through it, and you respect the fact that some things just take time.
They do.
And it's okay. And you may find an even more creative way to get around something, so you don't have to, you know, push through it or feel like you didn't get it done in the time it was supposed to get done. It's just that respect goes out into the world that you interact with, not just the people in your family, but out into the world that everyone you meet.
And when you start doing your time management with more feeling and awareness, you really allow for more miracles and opportunities to come into your life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we forget about that, because I used to be in a spot where I could go out and do my errands and I'd never interact with anybody. And
right.
Now it's like I make a point, like if I go down to the hill to our PCC markets, it's like say hi and acknowledge the person behind the deli. You know, I get to know on a first name basis the cashiers, so that there's a interaction when I go to do the transaction. And that's what gives happiness to the day, is the acknowledgement of other people.
Right. That's having a life versus doing a life.
Exactly. And that gives other people the opportunity to feel as well. So just, you know, you taking the time to acknowledge somebody, slow down from the to-do list, realize that your to-do list can't really happen without somebody else. It requires another soul to help you, because we're really not lone rangers despite our advertising. We all need each other, and we can all help each other. And in fact, we've just got a few minutes left of the show, and I wanted to bring up a point. Napoleon Hill wrote the book Law of Success back in 1925, and he, even back then, acknowledged the role of women in raising the consciousness of the earth, because he said it's women that place the interests of the human race above the individual.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we really are here for, is to raise that consciousness to the we, to the all. Another end to a beautiful show. Thank you, Joy and Savitri. We'll be back next week for another show.
Thank you for tuning in to Sisters Talk Radio with Mona and Savitri. Listen live each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Mona and Savitri, visit SistersTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back, because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Oh. Aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe? Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends.
transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough for your stop pain. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive. Transform your life.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.